Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast. Playing hurt today, B. Allergies. Number one Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo, one of whom is battling through allergies today.
Can you tell? No. I don't know how much I believe in allergies.
Are you saying you
don't
believe in allergies?
I'll say it. Listen.
All right. That's the craziest. That's above the airplane pilot take. That's the craziest thing I've ever. You don't know how you believe.
I think it's one of those things. Some people just say that they're sick or whatever. I don't know.
It a little bit.
Allergies are something, but I think they get milked a little bit sometimes.
Well, that's everything. Everybody milks everything. AB, the fix is in. Okay?
What?
The fix is in.
What's the fix?
Guess you'll have to stay tuned. The fix is in.
Okay.
All right. This week, a historic week, would you say, on Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah.
Monumental, some might say. Depends on how far you want to go.
I would.
Refresher. Last week, refresher. Dylan, Hannah, and Blake have a little love triangle going on. Christian and Jordan are fighting over a pinata. That's where we pick up starting on Monday. They ended with the suplex. Jordan suplexing, and for those who don't know, a suplex is when you grab a guy from behind, belly to back, arms around.
It's a monster German suplex, Rim.
Yeah.
Over the top.
It was kind of off to the side, but he pulled it off. So Christian, whose pinata is being attacked here by the instigator, Jordan, I watched it back. There was some, he uses his forearm a little bit. I wanted to find out who to blame here. Who should we blame?
Okay, you did a deep dive in the tape.
I'm always Zapruder-ing stuff.
So what do you got?
Well, Christian uses his forearm to create a little distance, which is fine. Protect his pinata.
Okay. One hand on the pinata, arm out, pushing Jordan away. Okay.
Then he attempts what MMA enthusiasts would describe as a spinning back kick. Whiff.
Christian.
Big whiff.
Christian
did a spinning back.
This is before Jordan does anything other than go after
Jordan's going for the pinata.
Okay, but he hasn't thrown any. Okay.
No punches that I've seen. And so Christian misses the spinning back kick. And now.
Is this really? Really did a spinning back kick?
Okay. Yes. It all happened so fast, but I slowed it down. Now Christian is turned around. Not where you want to be.
Because he spun. Okay, he did an amateur spinning back kick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
He had no idea what he's doing. And now his back is turned in close quarters.
Not where you want to be.
Against his opponent. And there's no rules. Okay. It's not like, don't hit him from behind. He can do that. So Jordan takes advantage of this new situation, his new position, and he throws Christian off the daybed platform. And at that point, the security's like, maybe we should do something here.
It's time to break this up a little bit.
What did you make of the fight and the aftermath, AB?
I was surprised by you're here wiping your nose and stuff. Rim's playing sick.
You don't have to tell him that. You don't have to tell him that.
Rim's playing sick. I can see it on the camera, folks.
I'm not playing sick.
Rim's playing sick. I was surprised by the distance Christian was thrown. It was three steps. Probably like, I don't know, three to four feet off the ground that he was dropped on his shoulders. It was a big time fall. Like, that would have hurt really bad.
So obviously this was two guys who both overreacted. Jordan wanted to start some stuff. Christian wanted to stop it. before you know it, the body's on the floor.
Christian should have just let Jordan take the pinata. Jordan shouldn't, once he realized Christian wasn't going to let him take the pinata, he should have backed off. Yeah. Yep. But both just went full bore towards the pinata.
Now, this is bad. Physical violence on television.
Can't have it.
Can't have it. But this happens sometimes when you want to push the envelope to create dramatic moments. Remember when Kevin tossed chicken nuggets at Cam?
Yeah.
That could have easily resulted in swings and punches. You know what I mean? So they're always doing these things, and one in 100 times fights happen. So you can't be appalled by fighting on these shows when you know that like most of the ridiculous instigations,
I mean,
they're prodded to do anyway.
I didn't think that at all. I mean, I'm here for the fights. They don't happen very often. You're a challenge guy. Yeah, I'm a challenge guy. I'm a Jersey Shore guy. What made Jersey Shore so good, Rim? It was when Ronnie would get into fights with strangers. Yep. Like the random fights that happen on reality TV show, I am very much here for.
He was slipping around.
I remember Ronnie fighting on the rainy boardwalk like it was yesterday. These are moments.
This is a different. The Bachelor is a different audience.
Yeah, but it's even less frequent, so when the fights happen, I'm very much in for it.
I think what's fighting on these shows is, I feel like, becoming less frequent. Number one, because you're usually punished for it, and number two, it's bad. So,
well, it's also, it's a job for these people, so
yeah,
they don't want to get kicked off for fighting. The one half of an episode that you get attention from the fight isn't worth you not being on the show longer.
What I think is going to happen is production on these shows is going to keep, this is a general comment about reality TV, they're going to keep pushing the envelope further and further, because they do need these. Once in a while, you need fights. Something like this to tease. Yeah. Anyway, Chris Harrison on the prowl, AB. He was stomping down to the beach. There was a good behind the scenes security camera style feel to the aftermath. It felt more
you got some
real,
producers
and we like that.
Well, for one, as soon as Christian hit the ground, again, I can't reiterate enough.
60 people scurried from the forest.
It was three stairs off the ground was the ledge that he was slammed off of. So he got up hot. Really, really hot. And he was scrambling to get to Jordan. But by that time, there's I don't know, 10 producers and security trying to hold him back. So at that point, you got to look at the producers. You got security. There was a lot of stuff going on there. It turned wild.
It's notable during these scenes, the sheer number of people who are always on set for these shows. There's way more people than you could possibly realize.
Absolutely.
There's 100 people that are not on camera.
Yep.
Anyway. Christian was, his shoulder was, I mean, he looked like Dennis Quaid in Any Given Sunday after a tough game. Shoulder iced up, shirt off, other arm in a sling, like ice on his head. He looked messed up. Obviously, both sent home. Would be hilarious, I think, if they stayed, but they're both sent home.
No, yeah. Had to be done.
Anything else about the aftermath? I thought the reaction from the cast members was, and Chris included, was overboard on how seriously they take safety, because they're still trying to save face from the past scandals on this show. So they're like a lot of zero tolerance finger wagging.
Here's my question. Do you think either of them deserve to stay? And when I ask that, I basically mean Christian, because Jordan obviously needs to go. He body slammed someone on the ground. But Christian had, let's say the body slam didn't happen. They just tussle around a little bit, but then there's no punches or slams. I don't think either of them go home, so I don't necessarily know why Christian was sent home.
I see your point. You're saying Jordan's body slam is the sole reason they both went home.
Yes.
If I were a bigger fan of Christian, I would spin zone it. If this were Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really
Mike
care
got body
about Christian
slammed.
Got
home. No, that's the thing. If I really cared about Christian, I would be like, this is unfair and unjust. But I don't care. And I'm like, man, both.
Get him out of here. Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, keep in mind, the spinning back kick had that connected.
I didn't see Shaq and
Brad Miller swing.
I didn't see the spinning back kick. If that occurred.
That occurred.
Okay, so when that happened, he threw a punch. Just throwing a punch gets you kicked off reality TV shows nowadays. So they're both gone. I'm fine with it now.
All right. That was a long discussion about 1 minute of episode time. Clay and Nicole, I want to quickly talk about this, AB, and tell me if you agree. Last week, we had a moment with Tayshia saying John Paul Jones is like a better looking Heath Ledger, and that got me hot.
Yeah.
We had a similar situation here, okay? Clay said Nicole's dress made her look like a better version of Jennifer Lopez, and that okay. is not something I will just stand up on the sidelines
no,
for.
No, we're not going to let you talk about... Listen, these
a generational beauty.
These Islanders are getting way too fast and loose with their celeb comparisons right now. It's, yeah, not,
it's crazy.
Are you kidding me? Listen, Nicole is she's a good looking girl, but we're talking about Jennifer Lopez, one of the true beauties of our lifetime. Rim
apocal beauty. Look
you
it
can't
up.
Just compare people to her.
Did it come from a good place? Of course. But if someone said, wow, Rim, that T-shirt makes you look like a hotter version of ER era George Clooney. I'd be, you know, I'd appreciate the sentiment, but I would have to nudge them toward a more reasonable place. Like, you know,
are you sure about that?
Jenner, if Brody Jenner, you know, developed cataracts and really let himself go, that's about where I'm at. Jennifer Lopez, you can't just throw around Jennifer Lopez
no,
willy nilly.
And I
won't let it slide.
You can't.
Anyway, cute couple though. I like these two. Good connection. And now that Christian has gone, it's smooth sailing. Anything else?
I was mad, so I wrote down that they look like a busted ass A-Rod and J-Lo. Oh, that's what I wrote. I have to say it. I was mad about the comparison. I was salty, and so I wrote that down.
Well, if A-Rod tripled his steroid regimen, he might look like Clay. Big A-Rod guys, big Jennifer Lopez guys, big Clay and Nicole guys, okay?
Agreed.
They can all be true.
Yeah.
Remainder of the cocktail party, moving along. Cam tells Onye...
Oh, hold up, Rim. Hold up, Rim.
Oh, did I skip something important?
Yeah, well, not... Kinda. We got stuck on the J-Lo stuff. Nicole, as soon as her two guys... So she had three guys coming into this episode. Christian and Clay, and then kinda Jordan, that she had all taken her on dates within the last, like, 72 hours.
That's true.
Two
yeah.
of those guys get sent home. It appeared before that they got sent home, she was leaning towards Christian. Now, as soon as Christian goes home... She's all over Clay again, talking about how deep down I knew it was you. Okay? It made me a little
skeptical
in my head. Yeah.
I'm just a little skeptical of that. I'll put it this way. It's easy to say now.
It's exactly. It's easy to say that you wanted him when you were just on a daybed with another guy.
10 minutes ago? I'm
10
not
minutes
so sure.
ago. Yeah. That's and so now sure. your options are gone. You just have Clay. So it's easy to yep. say when you just have one option that you're there for them.
Remainder of the cocktail party. Of all the things that happened on screen this week, this was probably the meanest, the worst, and it's when Cam tells Onyeka that Mike basically doesn't like
yeah.
her. He said, I heard Mike said she's not my type. But, you know, go talk to whoever, do whatever
go
you
talk
want.
To Cam, or go talk to Mike if you want. But
yeah, good luck.
I heard him saying that he doesn't like you.
So okay. I don't know about that. They call that negging in the young kids world, where you'd say something kind of mean to kind of make them like. It's a weird tactic that I'm not sure
okay.
I would deploy effectively. Cam did not, obviously. It was a jerk move. I wouldn't have expected that from Cam.
I mean,
frankly.
Getting told that Mike isn't into you, that's a devastating conversation to have.
I would have walked off the beach immediately. Yeah. Quickly, Dylan and Hannah. Dylan came on a little strong, AB. He's coming on stronger and stronger. I will choose you over anyone, anytime, anywhere. That's quite something to say to someone who has a boyfriend, and that boyfriend is Blake. Blake and Hannah hanging out. Listen, these two, at the time, I thought there's no way these two are going to end up not together.
I'm with you. This is the point of the episode where things start to turn against Hannah. It was interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the ladies in their interviews were talking about how Hannah is leading Dylan on, and they need to start looking at, you know, what Hannah's here for and certain things like that. Now, am I crazy, or is Hannah not done really that much wrong here? It seems to me like Dylan fell head over heels for someone too fast, and now she's supposed to be at that level too. It's only been like a week, 2 weeks. She's exploring options in paradise. That's what I thought we were here for. So I wasn't with the whole Hannah's a bad guy portion of this episode. It didn't last long, but I didn't like
yeah.
it.
Well, here's the problem. All these people who are saying that in the on screen to the camera know things that we don't, once again.
Yeah, that's true.
Which makes it impossible. They're viewing it through the I know everything that happened at Stagecoach and since lens, and we don't. And that's... So they're all like, Hannah's doing A, B, and C, and it's not right. And it didn't seem that bad on screen.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Blake and Hannah had a little moment after this. Blake said, I want to remind you why you have a crush on me. And then a mariachi band starts playing. So I don't understand. Are you saying that she likes you for your access to mariachi bands? Are you saying that she likes you because you could dance? You're a good dancer. If so, she doesn't need a reminder because you do that every night. You dance with Hannah every night.
Again. Yep.
He does the twirl.
He does the twirl dancing. And then
he's got daddy daughter dance moves is what Blake has.
I agree 100%. Do that all the time in my living room. Yep. Just spinning around and then
Moana playing.
Yeah. That's all Blake got. But they do make out in front of Dylan once again.
Oh, big time.
Big time make out.
Extended period, multiple locations, and in full view of Dylan 100 yards from the bar.
The only thing I see Hannah doing wrong in these scenarios is she's doing it right in front of him, like really close. Really close quarters. They go to a close daybed. There's tons of romantic
spots,
settings all over the place. You don't need to do it right next to the bar.
Agreed. Rose ceremony. Reminder, two guys got sent home, so that's two more roses available for the remaining fellas. Quick note about Sydney, AB. I hate to do this.
Okay, here we go.
I like causing conflict between us. Here's what Sydney said. Hannah has to be an adult and decide who she wants. Everybody is over the love triangle that needs to end. Do you not get a little bit of talk, I know what's best for everybody,
yeah,
vibes?
She does.
Okay. All right. Well, then. All right. To me, I had a mind your business note here, but
hey, that's fair saying. Too.
Cam thinks he's getting a rose from his close personal pal, Onyeka. Just before the rose ceremony, Onyeka interrupts Chris's speech and declares that she's going home because she has no options here and she doesn't think anybody else is coming.
Okay. Listen,
number one, before you go, I believe Chris had no clue this was going to happen. He was caught totally off guard.
I agree.
We have a documented history of hating these decisions. What did you think of this one?
Nothing makes me more mad than when someone sends themselves home when they could give someone that opportunity and then go home. I just can't comprehend. Cam at least thought he was her friend. So why wouldn't you just give Cam the rose and then be like, but I'm going home because I don't want to be here anymore. Why would you send you and other people? You could have given it to anyone. Just do eeny, meeny, miny. Pick someone
Doesn't
to give
matter.
The rose to and they get to stay and you're doing better than just leaving. Makes no sense. It's selfish is what it is.
Bringing someone down with you. Yes, agreed.
You want the moment, the big rose ceremony moment where you get to like... say your piece and leave, but you're also taking other people out with you and nobody cared about your speech.
Well, that's a little much, but what caught me too is when she goes, I don't think the person who's right for me is coming or something to that effect.
Why do you think that?
How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know? Unless everybody freaking knows who's coming all the time, which would annoy me. I also maybe think she just wanted Mike and only Mike.
Yeah.
Didn't
could
say
be.
That out loud. So if that were the case, I'd leave too. I'd hitch right home. Here are the roses. Demi to Derek. Katie to Chris. Good couple. Nicole and Clay. Kaylin to Dean. Tayshia to John Paul Jones. There's always an odd couple. I think this would be classified as one.
Sure.
And this is the type of paradise couple I like. Someone you wouldn't expect. Someone who's fun, a couple who's fun and funny.
Real fun.
And that's just what I like on Paradise. That's what I like. Sydney to Mike.
Kevin. Remember Kevin? He was there.
Yeah, I do.
Sydney was going to give the rose to him instead of Bachelor Mike.
He could not figure out why he's not the number one catch on the island. And I'm not quite sure what he's talking about. Next up, the big decision. Hannah gave her rose to Dylan. I did not expect that. Did you?
No. I thought it was going to
Blake. I thought it was going to Blake, too. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was going to Blake. He did the mariachi, and they did the makeout right in front of him.
He's got access to mariachi bands. Yeah. I mean, how could you turn him down? Mike, well, the best part about this was Mike being, I was happier for Mike that his friend got a rose more than I was happy for Dylan.
I also just thought Dylan might have came on too strong.
I agreed.
And she wasn't as into him. So choosing Blake might have been, you know, a way out of that relationship that she, I don't know that she really wants to be in. At this point, so at
Blake's,
least I didn't.
So Blake's going home, of course, right?
Yeah, of course.
Because he's got nobody, of course. Except, I mean, the only person who has a rose left is Christina, his old flame, who just chewed him out.
She hates his
guts.
Took
him on a date to chew him out 2 days ago. But she gives her rose to Blake. And this was one of the great spin zones from a contestant's, in my opinion. She said, now Blake has to watch Dylan and Hannah as punishment, as if he's done pursuing her for good, which I don't think that's the case. As if that's a more severe punishment than being sent home. What do you think?
It's next level thinking, though, Rim. If that's what she was thinking, like yeah. that she wanted him to be there just to watch Dylan and Hannah. It's interesting.
We should know Will's the man. Bumped again off Paradise.
Sad
burned.
To see. Yeah.
Kevin and Cam, those three went home.
Real tough season for Wills. He
put himself out there.
He put himself
and got
out there
down.
With like three or four girls, and each yep. one he ends up getting shut down.
I mean, his highlight reel from the season is making out with Hannah. That's it.
Yeah.
Quickly, next day, hanging out. Blake, he's still on the island. He's distraught, though, because Hannah chose Dylan. Demi this calls him a turd that won't flush, which is I burst out laughing at. It's incredibly mean, but it was very funny.
So mean.
What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say this is the point. Blake's looking really bummed out. I'm like, maybe Christina was onto something here.
Yeah,
it's real diabolical stuff that she was thinking. Like he was in a bad spot here.
Yeah, at one point he just had a book on his chest and was just looking off yeah. into the sunset. Like, what am I doing here? What's my life? I didn't expect this. It was real 180 for that guy yeah. who came in as the hottest item and is now no one wants to talk
he's
to him.
Just chilling, doing nothing on the beach. No pals. No
Derek
relationship.
Derek and Demi getting along nicely. Clay and Nicole already boring me. They're yeah. already officially. Neither of them are going anywhere.
This is the point of the season where if you're an established couple, I want you to move to the side and let's get some fresh blood in here. Not that I want you to leave. I just want you off to the side and not on my screen as much.
I remember vividly wanting Derek and
to leave
Taylor to get off the
yeah,
beach.
Yeah. Yep.
Dylan will not stop gushing over Hannah like a fifth grader. Okay. Then Caitlin arrives. Do you remember her from Colton's season?
Yeah, a little bit.
Vaguely.
I remember nothing about what she did. I just remember her.
She looks like a composite of brunette contestants on the
yeah,
show.
Yep.
Like she looks like nine other people. She's got a date card. Obviously chooses
he's
Blake.
The only person without
yeah
without a couple without a significant other there, so you got to choose him.
Did I get this right? They met at Stagecoach but nothing happened. Did they meet at
no
it's hard
that
to keep
was
track.
Someone else at Stagecoach, I believe. That's the that other
Gen
brunette
two.
Girl that came were they both were
I feel like they met at Stagecoach. I think
they meet at
Blake said, we met at Stagecoach, but nothing happened. And I have a note here, something happened, AB.
Okay.
Just,
I must have missed
are.
That.
Here's what they need to do. They need to schedule Paradise during Stagecoach from now on to prevent all this. Okay? I'm
why
tired
we
of
not,
this kind
why
of stuff.
Why do we not have cameras at Stagecoach? It seems like...
There will be.
Yeah, there's got to be next year.
Caitlin and Blake date. A little bit of Tantra Yoga, AB. Mm-hmm. A little something to feast your eyes on. Now, I do yoga here and there, so I can speak on this, mostly for pain relief. Bad back, bad shoulder now, too. For those who didn't watch, this is basically yoga with your crotches real close to each other.
Sure.
Is there anything else you want to note about the yoga portion?
No. Blake, at this point, wasn't entirely into the date. He's still a little hung up on Hannah. He's not giving it his all on this date yet.
He had an interesting strategy when it came to catching Caitlin up on the gossip.
Can you believe
centered
this?
Around him. Can I believe he told her?
Yeah.
He
came completely clean on everything that happened so far.
Well, he did it in a way that no one could understand. So she kind of just nodded along and was like, yeah, that sounds good. He said it all in 1 minute. recap two months of his life in 1 minute. And then she was like, yeah, okay. I didn't follow along. Either that or she already knows everything.
Yeah.
But I was a little surprised that it was basically the first thing he told her. Anyway, Caitlin and him, that was basically all the conversation we saw. There wasn't a lot of deep stuff here. He was like, hey, here's the hookup situation. Let's make out. And they did in a pool during the golden hour. The sun was looking great. It was beautiful. We'll see if a real connection forms. I'm skeptical based on his history.
I am too.
Date card, Dylan. Blake is fresh off this date with Caitlin, but he still loves Hannah. So he's crushed. Anything on the Dylan and Hannah date? Intro us into that, Alex.
No, now that Blake's out of the picture, this is just a boring couple.
Oh!
Sorry.
You weren't surprised by anything that occurred on this date?
No.
Okay. Reset. At episode one of this season, we said Hannah only kissed Dylan. We said Hannah gave Dylan pity kisses because she was upset that Blake took Tayshia on a date, and now we're here.
Yeah, they're on a date.
Cusp of an engagement. AB. Hannah, I'm starting to fall in love with you, Dylan says. And Hannah basically reciprocates. You weren't surprised by that.
I don't think it was reciprocated.
Not fully, but she said, I'm all in. Only you.
Well, she's made her choice. She made the Blake-Dylan choice. She is all in with him at this point until the next guy comes in that she really likes.
So you think she's not all in, basically?
I don't know. It's tough to... I don't know who else is coming. It's tough to... She can't... I imagine that these two will probably make it through paradise just as a boring couple the rest of the time. That's what I think.
Okay. I expect more fireworks. This was the first time of note that we saw them talk about anything real, like actual conversation.
Yeah. I just think Dylan is too clingy for her. It's going to get annoying. Like,
yeah,
maybe go talk to someone else for a little, maybe go hang out with your guys for a little bit. Give me a little space, a little space. I think it's going to get old for her.
He did say, I didn't come here to spend the summer with you. I came here to spend everything after, which is a good line. But if you're not on the same page, it's a heavy line. We should note, Hannah did say some nice things about Dylan. She's grateful for all the things he does for Dylan. Got his personality from his mom, whom his family relied on during his dad's cancer diagnosis. Serious stuff there for a bit.
Yep.
But I'm with you. It's usually, so far we've just seen Dylan kind of nuzzling into her neck while she stares around trying to find Blake, and or Dylan watch peering on from afar while she makes out with Blake. That's what we know about this couple so far, so we'll see. I'm with you. I think they'll probably make it through. And I liked when the Warrior dudes came out. There was more people involved in an end-of-date ceremony than I've ever seen on the show. Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Other than your prediction. Back on the beach. We'll put the music in there. It's been a while. Chris and Katie, smooth sailing. Okay, Chris wants to settle down. Maybe marry Katie. Derek and Demi, smooth sailing. Okay. Tayshia and John Paul Jones. Real convo. Life plans, family. Says he's not just a stoner surfer. I don't know if he meant that he is and also more, or if he's not that at all. I can't get a read on the guy. What did you make of these two?
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think he's a stoner surfer, but he's also got this other... He's got the best of both worlds, is how I took it.
Wall Street Journal, too.
Yeah, he's into that type of stuff. He's a chef or something else. He's all sorts of stuff he's got going on. You never know with John Paul Jones.
That's true. John Paul Jones could do anything, and I'd be like, I believe you do that.
John Paul Jones just seems completely stunned that he gets to even entertain the thought of talking to Tayshia. And I love this couple. I love this couple a lot.
They're fun and unexpected, which are my two favorite traits in a Bachelor Paradise couple.
Absolutely. John Paul Jones tells her a real story about how he thought he was going to be married fresh out of college or high school or something. He was in a long-term relationship, but he just didn't see that person as the mother of his children. John Paul Jones talking about kids.
Whoa.
John Paul Jones.
I would watch a movie based on John Paul Jones parenting triplet sons.
guys.
With the same hair as him.
Yes. Yeah. At 3 years old. It's perfectly coiffed. Yeah. And lastly, Demi is starting to feel bad about not going all in with either Derek or her casual girlfriend back home. Hannah B. shows up. And she's here to talk to Demi, okay? What did you make of this conversation, AB? It's about what she should do with Derek, what she should do with her girlfriend Christian back home. What's the best plan, the best way to move forward? What do you make of this combo?
Demi lets it be known that she wasn't fully honest about her relationship with Christian, that it's much more serious, which is something I think we guessed all along.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
she basically said she was in love with her in her opening promo for the video of coming on Bachelor in Paradise. So in my head, I thought they were pretty serious. I don't know what she was here for necessarily, and nothing here changed that. And Hannah agrees. Hannah basically tells her to follow her heart, and she can't be too worried about hurting Derek's feelings.
The quote that I wrote down was, he deserves to know what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I owe it to him to tell him that the relationship I had back home is a lot more serious. Now, there were other portions of this conversation that were touched on Demi's hesitancy to come out either in front of people she doesn't know that well or on television and all that. And that was a great portion of the conversation, obviously. But with this storyline, I do frequently get hung up on kind of the leading Derek on a little bit. And by the end of last night's episode, AB, and you'll find out what I think later, I just feel like more people were involved in this than it might seem. I didn't say that right, but you'll stick around. Okay.
I have the same opinion. I know exactly what you're saying, just, and we'll talk about it later.
It's just, I just thought, wait a second here. Yeah. Anyway, Demi and Derek.
Hey, good to see Hannah first. Good to see Hannah.
Isn't it amazing?
What a turn.
Yeah, what a turn.
What a turn she's made. She walked on the beach and it was like an absolute celeb, like A-list celeb walked onto the beach. If she would have walked on last year on Bachelor in Paradise, it would have just been another contestant. Now it's like,
Messy Hannah. Yeah.
Here comes Hannah.
Yeah.
Everybody stop what they're doing. Hannah's here.
It's remarkable.
It's crazy what happened with Hannah B. over the last 9 months even.
What I think you're trying to say is not just like, oh, she's famous. She
owns
it.
I'm not just saying she's famous. It's her personality now. Yeah. It's like she's got that.
She's comfortable
drawing
being magnetic.
Everyone in. Yeah. Exactly.
Everyone, you know, is peppering her with. She's just, I don't know. She's just in control. She just owned the room. It was
in
it was
control.
Crazy.
In control.
It's crazy to think
she
about.
She had 20 people all around her, like awing over her, and she's just popping, like being funny with John Paul Jones.
What's up, JPJ?
Yeah, just everyone feeling good about Hannah being there.
Something special. Okay, so after Demi and Hannah talk, Demi goes and talks to Derek, and she said, I kind of downplayed the girl back home a little bit. Demi's confused because I'm going to fly through this. Demi's confused because she has feelings for both. Derek is not thrilled to be in what is increasingly clear is a distant second place. but he's a nice guy, says it's okay to not know how you feel. I want you in my life. They kiss. After their convo, Demi requests to meet Chris Harrison. What do you have on the Demi and Derek this convo?
It was interesting. Derek lets her know that he's going to fight for her. I found that interesting. At this point, if you're Derek, you got to be thinking, this isn't good.
Like, no.
Situation that's happening here.
It's unlikely to play out like you originally imagined.
Yeah,
something's
off here.
On that note, AB, let's take a quick break to hear from some of our beautiful sponsors.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Should I not sing? Was that not a good transition into the break? I feel like okay, you liked it. That's kind of all that matters. Next episode. That's how that last episode ended. Demi and Chris Harrison. My first note is this seemed kind of chopped up. Okay. Demi tells Chris Harrison about the relationship back home and he goes, what's her name? And she goes, Christian. And Chris acted like she just bared her soul to her. She's like, wow, thank you so much for telling me. Like, she's letting the name fly. That's the name is not the big deal here, Chris. And then Demi said, I can't imagine not having her in my life.
Okay, we're done here, right?
We're kind of done here.
We're done here.
In terms of finding love, it sounds like she found it. Meanwhile, Derek is wondering, gosh, am I just always out of my league? How come no one loves me type of stuff? The people who say that, I'll just put it this way, they know what they're doing. When you say that,
okay, Rim's not buying Derek's.
We'll find out. Anyway, so Demi is bearing her soul to Chris Harrison. Derek is wondering; he's unsure about what's going on. It's up in the air. Those two are up in the air, and it's up in the air what Demi's going to do. Right? Is that an accurate description?
Yes, okay. Of where we left off, night one.
Couples refresher. Tayshia, John Paul Jones, fan favorites.
Yep.
The People's Champions. Diamond Dallas Page, John Paul Jones, similar style. Clay and Nicole, Chris and Katie, Dean and Kalen. Dean and Kalen, not on screen that much for how big names they are and how entrenched in drama they are.
Do we think Dean is here for anything besides a nice home-cooked meal and like the free shampoos that he's going to take for the rest of the year?
I don't get the feeling
Dean's here for a relationship. I don't. Maybe it's just a negative thing I have about Dean, but he's just walking around the beach like, oh, just whatever,
he's
man.
He's really relaxed.
It's whatever, man. That's how I would describe Dean on the beach right now. I think he's just here for a nice little trip. I think he could live off Bachelor in Paradise for like the next five years. Just keep showing up. Backpack, your van, load up on stuff from the...
He's going to have a trash bag full of mini shampoo bottles on
saying.
The way out.
He's going to have everything. He's going to towels. He's going to load up for the year in his van from Bachelor in Paradise every year. He's going to string some poor girl along the whole time. He's not into Kalen.
I mean, I like where your heart is on that. It's a funny visual. I don't know. I feel like... I would say Kalen is less into Dean than Dean is to Kalen. When Dean talked to a girl later on, Kalen was like, oh, it's over. You know what I mean? She's ready to cut bait right off that. So anyway, Dylan and Hannah, and then Caitlin and Blake, question mark? Christina time. Christina, the former darling, the rough upbringing, the immigrant story, the heartbroken at the hands of Nick, I want to say.
Yes,
potential
Nick.
Bachelorette candidate, Christina, universally loved.
People loved her, and she got her heart broken by Dean last year. Was
yes,
part
she
of that
was
love
toyed
triangle
with, Dean.
That, with that scumbag Dean.
100% approval rating. Heel turn. I don't
Big
know why it took
turn.
Me so long to,
you
me
knew,
to come up with that term.
You knew it was coming too, because funny line from The Bachelor. Will Russian interference get in between Caitlin and Blake?
They dabble in the topical.
Yep.
Christina says to Derek straight up, I just want his rose, period.
Flat
I'm not
out.
Here.
I just want the friend rose. That's what I'm here for. I gave him a rose. Now I expect it to be reciprocated, period.
Christina pulls Blake aside. This was a brazen attempt to trick Blake into abandoning his one decent connection here to keep an old flame around. Caitlin, Kalen, and Tayshia are not fans of Christina. This is what you're referring to. This is when everybody else kind of started to turn on Christina. And then Caitlin pulls Christina aside and starts the conversation with, hey, girly. Now, neither Alex nor I are women. But most conversations that I've witnessed that start with, hey, girly, is going to be loaded with passive aggression or end in straight up yelling. That's just the most likely outcomes. When you start with, hey, girly, it's never what it appears. Do you have anything on Caitlin and Christina talking?
Caitlin and Christina are going back and forth, Rim. Caitlin says she's here. I'm here to find a connection, okay? So don't ruin that with your stuff. There's
your friend Rose.
If you were really
attempts.
A friend to Blake, you would be pushing him towards relationships, not trying to pull him away from them. Which
valid point.
Hey, okay, great point. Like, why is Christina so anti-Caitlin at this point? We don't know anything about them. There could be a connection there.
Christina claimed, Caitlin said, well, you know, just what's your motive? What are you trying to do here?
What are you doing?
I want him to find love. Okay. If that were the case, you would do what AB just described, which is encourage him to pursue connections, not give me a rose, your old flame. Rough look for Christina here, I thought.
Yeah, it was a bad look for Christina. She was getting very defensive. Now, we don't know 100% what was said, but what we saw made it seem like Caitlin was keeping her cool and Christina was being very rude during the conversation. It also, just the whole thing confuses me about Christina and Blake. Like, you ripped him a new one on day one. Why do you think he's your friend at this point? Like, why are Christina and Blake friends? And are they friends? I guess I don't see it from Blake. He doesn't seem to.
Blake, when Christina pulled him aside, he was, I thought, surprisingly, I almost said friendly, but I'd go so far as to say flirty with Christina.
Yeah.
And it's like he's got the memory
of
a,
you
know,
I just don't think
he
gets what's going on.
I don't think so.
I don't think he understands.
I think
he got
you
pulled
bat your
away
eyes and he's in.
He thought, like, she's into me again. No.
Clay working out. Just wanted to note that
Come on.
Have some fun on the beach?
Working
AB?
Hard on the beach, putting in work. He's lifting things. All the girls are eyes popping out of their head again. Nicole's cheering him on.
That's a funny bit.
No, okay. We've already done this. Please. Treat Clay like a human, like an individual, Rim, not just a body. Like, he's got a brain, not just a slab of meat.
Yeah, well, when you're that thick. It's hard not to be. I just wanted credit, me personally, for almost ordering a resistance band on Amazon. I thought about it while watching this, and I feel like I deserve some credit for that. Chris and Katie. This was one of the great two-way communication blunders of the season.
It was tough to see.
This whole, the next 45 minutes of the show could have been quickly nipped in the bud.
It's one of those rare situations, too, where I think both people handled it wrong.
Yeah.
Both people are in the wrong here.
Here's what happened. There's more women coming, obviously.
Yeah.
And Katie says, do whatever you want, which, first off, should send alarm bells
red
going
flags.
On in your heads,
listen,
obviously.
Rim, I can tell you.
Yeah.
When someone tells you, do whatever you want, like if my wife tells me, do whatever you want, you don't do whatever you want. You do whatever they want.
Nope. And if there's ever a scenario where you have to ask, is that what you want me to do? If you ever have to ask that, the answer is no. But Chris, who doesn't want to do whatever he wants, to his credit, he wasn't, you know, for a second there, you thought Chris is ravenous for more chicks, man. That's what you thought for a second. But he doesn't want that. He wants to be with Katie, serious.
Yeah.
But he takes this statement from Katie to mean that she doesn't like him, and thus he has no choice but to pursue the next person that walks down the stairs. So they both say things. They both mean the opposite of what they're saying.
Yep.
And they both get
just
stitched up. John Mayer, Herbie Hancock.
Just a confusion in communication there. Nothing else.
Complete break. Simple. Very basic.
Very basic confusion here.
Just say what you mean, and there's nothing. Yep. There's just nothing going
both
on.
Both of you, if you would have said what you mean, you'd be very happy together to this day.
Yeah, you'd be thrilled. Think about how many instances of crying there are going to be from this moment to whatever happens with them that could have been completely avoided.
Yeah.
If she just didn't say that and he didn't respond that way.
Yep.
Anyway, now we have a whole storyline now.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Saviano shows up. She was from Ben's season, my first season watching, and Bachelor in Paradise season 3, which I didn't watch. Do you remember Jen Saviano?
Yeah.
Okay.
Briefly.
She's apparently a big dog on Instagram, like a Hall of Famer.
Really? Okay.
In Bachelor Nation. The way people were acting, the new girls were, to me, it seemed like
Well, they were talking about
with
like,
the Lakers and showed up to practice, and the young kid Lakers like, oh shit, like there goes our playing time.
A few people said she's the most beautiful person on the beach, which is saying a lot because there are a lot of beautiful people on this beach. It's all beautiful people, in fact. So
Jennifer
Lopez
would have a top, would barely be top three, some people say. Anyway, Kaylin. Okay, here we go again with this, AB.
Come on.
Kaylin says Blake was, quote, hanging out with Jen, and then implies that she might have been with Blake at Stagecoach.
No. It was more catty than that. She said, while Blake was ghosting me, he was talking to Kaylin.
Getting a dig there,
at
too.
At Stagecoach. Yeah, you just wanted to make sure that was clear, that he was ghosting me.
I didn't believe this. Blake denied it anyway. Jen and Dean chat. Kaylin is certain that Dean will accept a date from her. This is what I was talking about, where Kaylin was ready to cut bait with Dean at the first sign of him floating away. What's funny to me is Kaylin despises Blake for these certain behaviors, right? She doesn't like Blake for A, B, and C.
Yeah.
Kind of a player, deceitful, whatever. First shiny object, he's off to the next thing. But the way she describes current partner Dean, they seem identical. She's like, I don't trust Dean. Yeah. He's gonna go the next thing that comes down. I know his reputation. It's like, you're describing Blake.
He was last year's Blake. I mean, there's no getting around that. You're now with last year's Blake, and he seems changed, but who knows.
Dean fakes that he's going on a date with Jen.
Yeah,
which is funny.
A funny gag. This was a funny thing he came up with.
That's the kind of attitude you have, or that's the kind of thing you do when you just have an attitude, a very casual attitude on Paradise, like Dean has. Anyway, eventually Jen pulls Chris aside, and Chris accepts a date from Jen. Only because of what Katie said minutes prior. He would not have accepted this date if she hadn't said that. Full stop.
Now, do whatever you want. I guess I'd... Shouldn't doing whatever you want, if you're into Katie, be not accepting any roses? Like, do whatever you want doesn't necessarily mean go on a date. She's just saying, this is Katie apologies here. She's saying, do what you want. I hope what you want is to just be with me, right? Isn't that what she's saying?
Of course. Theoretically or on paper, sure. But what Chris perceived that, incorrectly, obviously, as... She's not taking this serious enough. She doesn't like me as much as I like her. Yeah. I'm not going to marry her a year from now. I have to start looking elsewhere, which was unfortunate. It made for good television, I suppose. But had that been me, wouldn't have accepted the date. But also, Katie guy, so who knows? Anyway, Chris and Jen date. Do you have anything on this, the daytime portion, which was a complete disaster?
They go on a big old boat, and it gets really choppy, Rim.
Yep.
And I think we've talked about seasickness recently, so I won't even ask you about that again. But Chris gets seasick.
I don't get seasick. I get mortified of the deep sea. But go ahead.
Gets real choppy, and Chris starts throwing up off the boat. It's hard to build a connection when there's
puke on your lips.
Yeah, when there's puke all over. Like, once you puke on a date, the date's over.
Connection's
over. You can't kiss. You can't even get close. No one wants to smell puke on your breath.
No, and you're doing too good of a job describing this date now, and people are smelling puke in their noses while listening, so we don't want that. Moving on. Nighttime. They come back to the beach, and you think, okay, bad date. Date's over, right?
No, it's over.
Chris has something planned, AB.
How?
I don't know. What do you mean?
How does he have something planned? He's been puking on a boat all day.
Well, you know,
that's what I was wondering.
Hey, I can't explain how, but he does. And the thing that he has planned is a daybed setup. They walk past everybody without saying anything, which is a bad move because everybody's like, hey, come tell us how the day was, including your current
partner,
Katie.
They just walk right by.
Walk right by. Had that been me, I might have updated Katie on the situation. Say, hey, we're just going to go hang out. Nothing's going to happen. But then stuff happened, AB.
Yeah.
Chris doesn't think him and Katie are on the same page. And he says, the next person I invest all my time into, I think, is going to be my wife.
Okay.
Which is respectable. Like, he knows where he's going, but he doesn't have his foot on the gas as hard as, say, someone like Cam or even Dylan. Those guys are speeding a little bit. Chris is just ready to find his wife. Then they move to the hot tub, and you'll never guess what happened next, AB.
Makeout session, Rim.
Makeout session, maybe. Of course. You called that, yep.
Chris says he's really confident in what he had with Katie, or maybe he said he was really confident as he's sliding into the hot tub.
Yeah. Let me just lower myself into the tub here.
You can't forget, Rim, Chris was a slime ball up until this season when they switched him to old Chris. Do not forget, once a slime ball, always a slime ball.
I forgot. I even tweeted out, Chris has soared in my personal power rankings. I'm a huge Chris guy. And then, of course, all this happened. But
I think
still,
he had like an anger problem, too. If I remember correctly, I imagine him having an anger problem.
I think so. I remember that, too, on Emily's season. Chris talks to Katie after his time with Jim. Normally, you wait till the next day to debrief. You don't go straight from the hot tub, dry off, put a shirt on, and then go talk.
Yeah, you got to give it a day.
But what'd you make of this? I thought they kind of almost ironed things out here. Almost.
Yeah, I was confused. You just kissed Jen. You seemed like you had a good little chemistry there. You were saying how you could see something there with them. And then you go back to Katie and it's all good again. I'm really confused by this whole situation.
Well, it wasn't all good. But Katie, it's all good with Katie. She tells him what she should have said earlier in the day. I really, really like you. I want to be with you. Chris now has a little bit of doubt.
A little standoffish.
He didn't want to look her in the eyes, I notice.
Oh.
I don't think he likes Jen that much, frankly. I just think he isn't sure if Katie is ready to settle down.
And it's all just because she said that.
Basically.
Wow.
It's absurd. Whole thing could have been nipped in the bud. Now we got a fraying relationship. It's sad to see. Okay, B, the next day, Chris Harrison shows up and he pulls Demi aside. We thought about what the best thing to do would be for your situation after Demi's big revelation.
Yeah, okay, Chris.
The best thing would obviously be to make this a core spine of the season. To do that, you have to bring in Demi's casual girlfriend back home, Christian. I almost said Christina. One thing I want to note here. Okay. I'm going to be noting some conspiracy Rim is going to have his hat on most of the rest of the episode. Okay. So I want to apologize.
Tinfoil hat Rim.
Not even tinfoil hat. You know, no, it's just a regular Royals hat. It's a normal hat. Nicole casually mentions to Derek after Chris pulls Demi aside, she says, whatever happens in the end, I'm sure it will be the best thing for all people involved. And Derek goes, I actually strongly agree with that. Okay. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, so Chris says, how can we help you find love, Demi? We've come to a decision that's going to put you in the best position to do that. Demi heads upstairs, and her girlfriend, Christian, is back home.
Wow. Is back on the beach.
Back. I said back. She's not back anywhere. I don't know why I said back home. She's never.
Which means
I said back home. That makes no sense.
Nothing.
She's from back home.
She came to the beach.
But now she's on the beach for the first time.
Yes.
A.B.
Wow.
This was, okay, they instantly became the most genuine, real, actual couple on the beach.
It was entirely clear right away, Demi is in love with Christian, okay? This is way more than even someone who thought it was way more than what she was leading on is. This is serious. These two love each other, and she never acted anything like this with Derek. It became instantly clear that the Derek thing was over, right?
Yes, of course. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
there was nothing.
This reunion was the most, we've kind of complained about already, the off-screen drama and the kind of manufactured storylines that have been all over the season. This moment was the most genuine segment of the season by a mile. These are actually two people who love each other more than life itself, can't live without each other, have been gone without each other for, 10 days, and it's been an unbearable time to be without. This is what we come here to see, in part.
Absolutely.
Is this kind of stuff.
I loved
it. So this was amazing. This was great. Hugs, kisses, genuine tears, the whole nine. We haven't had a couple this much in love on this show in a while, in a year or two, season or two.
Yeah, agreed.
Everything they're saying, especially Christian, indicates that this was, as we described, very serious. She even said it was really hard for her when the relationship, quote, just stopped when Demi came on Paradise. Okay. Christian seems level-headed, thoughtful, kind of a nice balance to Demi, who has a more brash facade. They seem like a good yin-yang couple. In the 10 seconds that I'd seen of them on television when I wrote that note, Demi says she's met a guy who's amazing, Derek. Kristen is not thrilled. But the money quote here is, the second I saw you, I knew that it's you and it's always been you and I want to be with you. What did you make of this moment, AB?
I thought it was beautiful, Rim. I loved everything about it. The feelings were genuine. These two are a great couple and I can tell that already. And the love is real.
Of course. I thought it would have been a great moment in show history if you didn't have to juxtapose it directly next to, okay, now I got to go tell Derek the person I want to marry showed up.
Yeah.
Because they, while the great moment was happening, the I knew it's always been you, the great line, they had to play serious music like, what does this mean for the other guy? You know what I mean?
It was strange. The whole thing was a little strange, but I don't know how we would have it any other way, Rim. This is how it had to be.
I'll get into that later. I'll propose other ways this could have gone.
Okay, sure.
Without having to lead a contestant on, would you say? Would you agree? Can we establish that the relationship back home was in? Okay.
Derek was set up. He was completely set up by producers here to be a pawn in the storyline, and it's really unfortunate for him.
I disagree. Oh, I know. I like where you're coming from, okay, but I disagree.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next portion.
The breakup.
Demi pulls Derek aside to break up with him is the headline I have.
Yeah.
I got to go break up with Derek now. Thanks for showing up. I'm glad you're here, but I have to go break up with Derek. She really likes him, of course. Best guy on the beach, all that. I told you I've been having this confusion and I've been thinking about someone else back home. She's here and I wanted her here so I could get some clarity. She says, when I saw her, I knew it was her. Okay.
Yeah.
It's over, Derek. I know it's her. I don't want to date both of you. I don't want to keep exploring the relationships with both of you. I know it's her. It's not you.
Where it got extra juicy, Rim, is when she starts telling him, my girlfriend's here and she's going to stay. And I know that's going to be hard for you, but that's just, basically, that's how it's going to be. She's going to be here. We're going to be making out, having a great time, falling in love even further. And you got to sit here and watch it. And I'm sorry you got sucked into this, but that's how it's going to be.
We can talk about the ethics of them staying later, I think. I want to talk about what happened on the screen, and then we'll talk about the broadly what all happened. I will say, though, that Derek's eyebrows raised a little bit when she said she's staying. Like, oh,
interesting.
Interesting. I'll put it that way for now. Derek, a couple of things that Derek said for his part, you know, he took it, you know, he's been class all the way. Of course.
I thought he handled it really well. Yeah,
he handled it really well. But he also said some things that didn't make any sense. Like, was it something I said? No, of course, it wasn't something you said.
No, she was always into someone.
She's already in a relationship.
She
didn't say anything.
She was in love with someone when you came along.
Yeah. I'll just say it now. This scene made me question. Christian was always going to come. That's obvious, right? Would you agree that she was always going to come on the show? The way they set it up from the very beginning, yes. She was always going to come on the show. Do you agree?
Yeah, what we were told. I don't know that I'm sold that when the show actually started in real time that the plan was to have her come along, necessarily.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sold, but you could easily
sway me.
You
can entertain the option.
Yeah, I can entertain that.
During this scene, as well as Derek took it, his reaction made it seem to me, I started entertaining, you want to talk about entertaining possibilities. I started entertaining the possibility that he knew
before this
how this was going to play out.
Sure.
He was in the loop, because if you accept the premise that Demi and Christian are in a relationship, the show wants to, and good for them, show this on screen. They're going to bring Christian on at some point. If you accept that premise, I would find it horribly unfair and cruel to not, I'd find it bad for them to not loop in the person that she's going to and be in a semi relationship with on the show. You know what I mean? How bad is that to, if Derek was led on as we were led to believe, that's like kind of awful that they would do that to Derek. Really awful.
I think you're giving too much credit to the producers here. They're not here to do.
I'm giving them a lot. I'll put it that way.
I don't think they're here to do what's right by these people. They're here to make the best television. So the best television is to string Derek along and then surprise him with Christian.
All right. Here's why I say that also. After the episode, and I don't follow a lot of the Bachelor people on Twitter, but they interested my timeline. A wave of current and past Bachelor people and Bachelor adjacent people, including Lauren Zima, who's Chris Harrison's girlfriend in an Entertainment Tonight report. I hate doing this stuff because I don't like doing the off-screen stuff. I hate it.
Let's hear
it. This is what happened. There's a massive push now. And if you Google Derek Peth, nine articles come up. Derek Peth for Bachelor. Derek Peth, okay? A complete non-factor. 2 weeks ago, a week ago, I think, and this is Conspiracy Corner Rim, and I hate that we're talking about this and not the Demi and Christian, which we'll get more into later. But I think if you accept that Demi and Christian and Chris Harrison and the producers knew that this was going to happen, I also am willing to believe that Derek knew it was going to happen. And the idea was you'll be your promise at least backup Bachelor, if not Bachelor. And that's what I meant when I said the fix is in at the top of the show.
Oh,
I think
okay.
this came off as like, because Derek didn't even cry when this happened. And we're supposed to believe, oh, nobody loves me, all this stuff. And it's like, it seemed like, okay, here's a guy. Oh, he's got the heart broken, but he handled it so well. He's the champion. He's how all men should act. This is the new Bachelor icon. And then the wave of news and tweets and all this stuff, it's like, I think the fix is in. I think it's a better chance. The best chance to be the Bachelor right now is Derek and not Mike or Pete. I really think that. Maybe I'm overreacting to the moment.
I hope you are. I really do.
I do too. And that would really rub me the wrong way. Manufactured storylines rub me the wrong way, full stop. But to manufacture a storyline of fake heartbreak to put someone in the position to be the next Bachelor, that's tough for me to swallow, frankly. Any other? Do you have any thoughts on that, AB? Do you think I'm crazy, or do you want to move on or wait and see or what?
I hope you're wrong, but I can see it. I mean, I think it's just as likely that he did know that as he didn't. I mean,
you think it's 50-50?
Yeah. I mean, either the producers, you know, drew this up the whole time. But here's what I don't understand. There was no buzz for Derek.
There is now.
There is now, but why? How could they see that? Maybe I think it's more likely that what happened, and now they gave him this big push in this storyline because this storyline happened the way it did. I don't know that it's all set up. We'll never know. It's hard to tell. Yeah. I could see it going either way. Really, I wouldn't be surprised by anything these producers do.
Yeah. A couple things that sealed it for me. You said, how do they know? Well, would you agree that this has been fabulous PR for him? He has off very well in this storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What sealed it for me, this conspiracy a little bit, was after Demi broke his heart and said, not only I don't want to be with you, I love the person back home. The person back home is here. Would that put me in I would be spinning out, right? He handled that and to each their own, but he was on the beach alone talking clearly into his microphone to himself saying Bachelor audition lines. He was like, am I just always too selfless?
That was weird.
Am I always here for everybody else?
That was weird.
Everyone always tells me, oh, you're a great guy. And it's like, it just seemed like a Bachelor audition. It just seemed so, and I hate thinking this way, but I can't help it in this scenario. Sorry.
You say it, the more I believe it. I mean, how he was acting, it was strange. Going off on his own, talking so, like, if you're talking to yourself, you're not talking like out loud.
You're muttering.
You're muttering to yourself. Yeah. No one talks like normal voice.
I got you. You're over here now.
I got you. Listen, I thought that was weird. Now that you say that,
I just hope it's not the case.
I was hoping he was talking to a producer, and that could still be the case. If he was talking to himself the way he was.
Just himself.
Normal voice out loud. Who does that's too much. I'm sold. I'm sold.
I didn't want to sell you. I went into this conversation wanting you to tell me that I'm crazy.
Nope.
But he didn't cry. He put his hand over his face and was
the
like
talking,
this is so hard.
The talking when he was fully on camera and his audio was being picked up so clearly and he was talking normal. You know, he wasn't muttering. Yeah. He wasn't under his breath. Wasn't whispering to himself.
What a convincing
nobody in the history of the world, unless they're a crazy person, talks to themselves just normal voice.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Maybe we'll touch more on it later. Wow. I'm the first person to say don't react to what 30 people on the internet say, but it seemed like
it was a push.
A push.
Now,
a push.
To be fair, I did say this was incredible TV. I really enjoyed all this.
I hope I didn't sour that for you in retrospect.
No, you didn't.
I feel like I did, but go ahead.
No, I just thought it was incredible TV. I really liked this storyline and how it all went down, mostly because of the Demi and Christian. The love there was incredible.
Yeah, that overwhelms everything, I think.
And I was happy that Christian gets to stay on Paradise. And we get to see more of Demi.
Well, we'll talk about that. So Demi and Christian do talk. Demi seems pretty... All three of them talk for a moment, but then Demi and Christian just talk. Demi seems to be pretty quickly over the whole Derek thing, AB, and ready to go on... They're ready to go on Paradise dates. She asks Christian, hey, do you want to stay? And Christian first pretends like she doesn't want to stay, and then she's like, yeah, I'll stay. Now, that came off as a little crass to me. Can you let Derek mourn? If he's mourning for more than 2 minutes before planning, like, you know, ongoing hang gliding or something, I want them to stay. Okay.
Yeah.
I like how Demi is when this person is around, right? She's happier. She's more positive. She just seems more herself and not putting on like mean Demi show. You know what I mean? Seems more natural. But somebody's got to leave. Like, Derek should leave, or they should leave.
Yeah, it was confusing.
It seems
why
really
would Derek
haphazard.
Stay?
Yeah.
I don't get that. And in general, why would they stay either?
That was a big thing that people are not pleased about. It is kind of, on its face, it's insane that an outside relationship can come on the show and just stay.
Yeah.
No willy-nilly.
Yep.
But obviously, they want... to have these moments on screen, which we'll get to shortly.
Yeah.
Demi then takes Christian down to the group, has a coming out speech. It was beautiful. Christian welcome with open arms. They're cute as shit. I think everyone agrees that these
love
is a
it.
Cute couple and
love
they balance
it.
Each other better or well.
Beautiful.
It's a great addition.
Love is love, period.
Of course.
Okay.
I wish it didn't have to come at the expense of someone who was deceived a little bit because this was a fucking serious couple when she came on the show, full stop. Of course, instantly date card. They had to whip up a date card real quick and say, hey, get these two on a date ASAP.
Yep. Okay. ASAP. Let's get them out there.
Demi and Christian date. They're at a little dinner by some pool in the hotel. I don't know. Christian, I think, goes off script a little more than the other three. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree.
She said, it was really hard to hear you had romantic moments with someone else after all we had.
I think she's a normal person. She seems more like a normal person than all these other reality TV stars who are
calculated and told what to do.
Yeah, and coached and all this other stuff. So Christian even kind of says, like, I let you come on here and you got in a relationship with another guy. This better not happen again. Like, this is.
I'm here for you now.
I let you have your reality TV thing. Now it better just be about me. Okay.
I let you have your
TV. That's what they did. That's what she did. They were in a I love you relationship. They said, I love you on this day. That's nothing changed. They've just been apart. So you know they've said, I love you. In real life as well. They
were
in love.
That was not the first time they said, I love you. No.
We're in love when Demi came on this show. And she let her go on to further her career. That's the only explanation.
Well, and you, one would assume that Christian would be on board with this representation on a show that has had zero in the past. Absolutely. So she's along for the ride, too. But the question that was allegedly in the air when the date started was, is Demi going to commit to Christian
and not explore
more options? I mean, obviously, we know that, AB, but that was a storyline.
Were there some people out there who were like, is Demi going to go back to Derek? No.
Is Christian going to get a rose?
You could see in her eyes as soon as she saw Christian that these two are in love.
It's different. It's just different.
Yeah, it's just different.
Recapping the conversation, Demi said, I found what my heart wants. I want to commit to you, Christian. And then they exchange the I love yous, the most sincere and definitely not the first time casual I love yous.
Yeah, those are casual, you know, someone you've been with every day for years. Yeah, we say that every day. We share an apartment together. We're getting really close to marriage. That's the type of I love you that this was.
Yep. And then they make out, feet in the pool. I've never just put my feet in the pool. I don't do that enough, you know? Where you just sit on the side. Where you just sit on the
floor. Get in the pool.
Yeah, just get in the pool too.
That's my thing. If you're going to go to a pool, get in the pool.
But I was watching them with their feet in the pool, just their feet. And I was like, man, I just had a feeling like I want to dip my feet in the pool. You know, I might fill up the bathtub later. Anyway, just a note about feet in the pool. Demi also says she wants to spend the rest of her life with this person. It's great. It's beautiful. It's a great date.
It's beautiful.
When you see actual love on this show, it kind of hits you like, oh.
Wow. Incredible. It was just so good to see. It's refreshing to see true love.
I hope we get more of it. I hope we get it with Mike as the Bachelor next season. Okay.
You really bummed me out here.
I know.
This isn't good.
As much, and I debated prepping you. We don't talk about the show off air because it's better to keep all the reactions on air.
Mm-hmm.
I debated prepping you for that take because it's so paradigm shifting. Anyway, one note here. These two made out hardcore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love make out.
Absolutely.
A little different than posy like make out.
Absolutely.
As much as I am annoyed by the way this storyline was concocted. And you can rip the history of the show for the lack of ethnic minority representation and same-sex couple representation and fluid sexuality representation. Obviously, it's been on for 20 years and they've barely had a whiff of it, of course.
Absolutely.
People forget 2 years ago, Jamie was bisexual from,
I forgot
who season she was from, but she was on Paradise 2 years ago and it was treated as like,
it was like
wacky.
It was the twin. It was like her thing, like twins, you know, or like surfer. They're funny.
And they made it seem like
gag.
Well, they made it seem like, oh, the girls are in trouble. Here comes Jamie. She might try to, you know what I mean? That's not how it is.
It wasn't good. Yeah.
It was a bit.
It was a gimmick a couple years ago. It was played off like her like thing. This was her like wacky
personality
thing about
descriptor.
Yeah, it was their descriptor. Yeah. Like that they use for some people's jobs and some people like shark girl. It's one of those things that it was like bisexual next to her name with her age.
That's what I was gonna say. I would like to go back and see what they put by her name, but anyway, that was not that long ago. And even a couple years before that, I think there was a after the final rose where everybody joked about these two guys who were really good friends were actually secret lovers. And everybody was like, haha, like you guys are gay. It was just like not that long ago that this show did that stuff.
Yep.
So of course came a long way in a short period of time. I just want to say they put a hardcore makeout session between two women on screen and not a lot of TV shows
on network TV. Yep.
Network TV. Remember Cam and whatever the bearded red haired guy's name is, they didn't kiss on Modern Family
Cam
for like
Mitch?
4 years.
Yeah.
Cam and Mitch.
Yeah.
There would be scenes where all the couples would kiss at once and they'd just hug. So that's an ABC show too. So that was
stuff like this helps.
Something to see.
Even though it's The Bachelor, it helps.
That's a good way to put it. Even though it's The Bachelor,
yeah.
It does help. LGBTQ plus Bachelor fans, of which there are, I'm sure, many, and Rosecast listeners. We would appreciate text the mailbag with your thoughts on how this storyline played out. And not only that, because we have a perspective that's obviously can't be aligned with that, but not just that. what do you want to see on these shows going forward? Okay, because the concept of the shows is rooted around heterosexual relationships. Of course, there's guy Rose Knights and girl Rose Knights, and you give one to the other gender, et cetera, et cetera. How do you see, what would you like to, what do you envision for the future of the show and these kinds of things? Because frankly, I think as good as it was to see Demi and Christian are great, and as good as it was to see them on screen, I do think their relationship and this was kind of exploited a little bit by production. And I think Derek was in on it, and that feels inauthentic and inorganic to me. There are definitely ways where you don't have to treat it like, you know, a circus act almost. It can happen more organically and authentically. If you just have more people like this on the show, actual relationships will form rather than we got to bring an outside couple in to do it. That said, I'm sure it's nice if you're in that group to just see it on screen, period.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
Anyway, Tex, I don't know the mailbag number 773.
That's a good mailbag. That's the mailbag question, Rim.
Is it? Okay.
Yep.
What's the mailbag number? 773-234-7794. Right? I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Jeez, come on. Anyway, that's how the episode ends, right?
Yeah.
With that love connection, yep, between those two.
It's beautiful.
It will be interesting to see the preview for next week. Chris implies that he's changing the rules for the rose ceremonies. I wonder what that could be about. I can understand why you might think they shouldn't be on the beach anymore, especially when it comes to, like, what's the point of them having roses? They're not going to give any roses to anybody else.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. I'm interested to find out. I'm also interested to see in the coming weeks, Tajwan shows up, Haley from the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And they both like John Paul Jones, which is going to be explosive. And Katie and Chris are on the rocks, even though it would take 5 seconds for them to smooth everything out. They're still on the rocks. Okay, last week, do you have anything else on the episode, AB?
No. A lot to unpack with these two episodes. I thought I don't even remember the Jordan fight that well, and that just happened on Monday.
When we started talking about that, I was like, okay, let me refresh my memory. Genuine apology from me to you for absolutely ruining...
Yeah. I mean...
the Derek
thing. Now what you're saying, that kind of ties into my headline of the week, Rim.
Do you want to go to that first?
Yeah.
A little bonus?
It's from E! News. The internet is now... I want to reiterate that there are not as many headlines for The Bachelor in Paradise. I'm grasping at straws here for The Bachelor headline of the week.
I want to reiterate that about half as many people watch this show as, like, The Bachelor, yeah. So...
I mean, like, some of the posts are about how other shows are... and stuff, which does not happen on Bachelor and Bachelor.
I'm going to bleep that out. We don't want people to think this is a sinking ship. Go ahead.
Okay. The internet is now rooting for Derek Peth to be the next Bachelor. Full stop.
Do you want me to go another level further? The Bachelor has PR people. Entertainment Tonight, E! News. These people have cozy relationships. Any article about The Bachelor and The Hollywood Reporter is a PR puff piece. Okay, so when you see stuff like that, it's like, hey, put this out there. Push this out there. Tell us how it does. Tell us the response. The fix is in.
Listen, Derek Peth for Bachelor in 2021, okay? After Mike is in 2020. I don't care what happens after Mike. No. Okay. When I was watching this, it never crossed my mind that this guy would be a good Bachelor. He just seems like a good guy. He handled it well. But are we forgetting that he's a wallflower and he can't carry a whole season of something? Like, where?
Hold on. Do you have a bug on your camera, your laptop camera right now?
It's right on the lens. That's wild. I'm not even gonna push it away.
Off.
No,
I don't want to look at this. There we go.
That's wild. It was right on the lens.
What are the odds of that?
That's crazy.
Anyway. Yeah, he's a wallflower.
He's a wallflower. He's got no. He is a dry, normal person. That's not who we want. When you have carrot.
No, but he's unlovable. No one loves him though. AB.
Boo.
No, sarcastic.
Yeah. Boo.
It would be one thing if I weren't so absolutely dead set entrenched.
Yeah.
For Mike, but and maybe that's not true. Maybe my conspiracy is not true.
Hopefully not.
I'm just saying that to cover my bases because I believe it, but maybe it's not true.
This has turned into an anti-Derek, which I didn't expect it to go this way. I didn't know this all this Bachelor stuff. Now you've turned me completely against the guy.
And it's not because I thought he was insincere in his handling of it. I do think, in general, guys who are just decent human beings on TV get put up on pedestals because the bar is pretty low. Anyway, mailbag, last week's question. 773-234-7794. That was not the question. That was the number. Here's the question. Who do you want to see more of on the beach? AB asked this question. Dismal response. Okay. This is from Jess from Charlotte. What couple do I want to see more of? Demi and Jordan.
Not as a couple, just as when they were roasting people?
Yeah, it was a friend couple, I think. Okay. I thought their judgy color commentary was so funny. I hope he doesn't go home this week for getting in that fight and make this comment irrelevant. But I need them narrating the rest of the show for all of us. That's from Jess from Charlotte. Here's another semi-related question. Claire in Pennsylvania. I have a technical question about Jordan and Christian getting booted off Paradise. Are they banned forever or just this season of Paradise? Because I love my man Jordan.
I would go so. I would say they are banned for this season. I've never, unless it's something really, really bad. They're welcome. He's welcome back.
I think Jordan is welcome back. I don't think they're going to be begging for Christian.
Yeah, but I think they're. I don't think we've seen the last of Jordan. A lot of reality TV show fights have happened, and the person gets invited back later.
And, you know, if Jordan is banned from the Bachelor franchise, buddy, they will take him on some MTV conglomeration franchises.
Yep.
Cameron in New Orleans. By the way, we have yet to get down and get some beignets. Been talking about that for a couple of years. AB is right about watching the previews. They showed Blake and Caitlin in the preview at the beginning of the show, so there is no suspense at all during the rose ceremony. Why do you think they do that, AB?
I can't answer. I have no clue why Bachelor's worse than anything. But even the challenge, I don't watch those anymore because you can see certain moments that have obviously happened in the future and you know that they're not, it takes the suspense out of stuff that happens. You just can't watch them. You can't do it unless you're spoiled. Don't watch what's coming up next because there's going to be stuff that they're going to show you that tells you that someone's going to stay or go home.
I watch them.
I know.
As you know, I for Bachelor in Paradise, I'm less of spoiler averse. I take more risks on social media.
So
I'll say, I'll read some replies.
I watch a lot of the what's coming up next of the Bachelor in Paradise now.
I think they include it because they're either careless or they don't care about the audience. I don't know. I mean, think about how effective it would be if you didn't know that Blake was staying.
Yeah, I think they're just pulling out the juiciest moments and clips that they can find, no matter what the situation, no matter what it does to future episodes. They're just trying to draw you in that first night.
Lizzie from New York City. After last night, do you think Derek could be a contender for the next Bachelor? I think the fix is in, Lizzie. If so, what? I sound like friggin' Alex Jones with this conspiracy stuff. If so, AB, this is for you.
What
are
the
your power rankings?
Frogs?
they're turning. Well, in light of this
they're
episode,
the frogs
bad taste,
gay
but
or something.
They're
like
turning
that.
The frogs gay with water. Anyway,
that's rim
if
about
you don't know
Derek.
Alex Jones. If you don't know Alex Jones, don't Google him.
Oh God.
If so, what are your power rankings of said contenders, Mike, Derek, and Peter? Your personal power rankings, AB.
It's Mike. It's Mike or nobody in my eyes. I will be extremely disappointed at this point if it's not Mike. That's considering that Tyler, I don't think, is even an option anymore. It's one of those two that Tyler's not an option, it's got to be Mike. It can't be Peter. It cannot be Derek. I'm sorry.
I would accept Peter more than I would accept Derek just because I have so much vitriol for the way Derek has gotten this concocted, I think, push. Here's a good one. This is Jen from DC. The lack of love for black women on this franchise is staggering.
I agree.
Onyeka is annoying. You're going to say, I agree. Just let me finish the whole thing. You're just going to agree throughout. It's a long one. Onyeka is... Onyeka is annoying, but that isn't the only reason she got no play. Tayshia and Katie having to settle for JPJ and or Bukowski is ridiculous. Editorial note, I like those relationships, but I get your point. They're not getting the big dogs. And there is also a healthy dose of colorism. Lighter skin, light eyes, people of color generally do better. And to add insult to injury, the black men they put on the show are not interested in black women either. It is a rough go for black women always. Several exclamation points, no question. Jen, good point. And that is why we like having people write in. Go ahead.
I think it's why we've been begging for more diversity in this show. Because when you don't have diversity, and you haven't for years, so now we have this Bachelor franchise that's mostly white, and they're people, you know, the black guys that have gone on have been after, except for Rachel Lindsay's cast, have been, you know, interested in
the white women
or a white lead. So we know it's just not a good situation for black women, or a lot of anyone of color is not in a good situation. They're number one, they're on, like, most of these people are on a beach with one or two other minorities, without any minority options, too. Not saying that they'd have to go for a minority, but it's the possibilities are not there. Everything that's been laid out, the framework of this whole series and what we've been talking about, and we haven't really dived into why it's a big deal that there's not diversity. We've just said that it is a bad look and a bad situation, but that's part of the reason that it's such a big deal that there is no diversity on these shows. Like, the diversities that they sprinkle in here and there don't get a fair shake.
And here's what happens too, and I think you've said this before, when you sprinkle it in, when there's one or two tokens, those people are boiled down to, those people are tasked not, you know, by their own doing, they're tasked with representing
the
whatever minority they are. Mm-hmm. So if there's like the black guy left with eight contestants left or something like that, or the guy who gets the most screen time, or the woman who gets the most screen time, or the small number of people who get the most screen time, that is like, they lean more into, I don't know if they do it as much now as maybe they used to, but they lean more into stereotypes and use that more. So it's just kind of, there's not as much variety. You made a big deal about when Wills came on, and it was kind of like funny to point that out, but Wills was different than most black men on the show in the past. So it was a big deal to see Wills, who was not, you don't remember what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so just long story short, something we've been preaching since we've been recapping it. Would it kill you to have a sprinkle in a blue? It will be interesting to see when Mike is the Bachelor. I'm speaking this into existence.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Rim ball. When Mike is the Bachelor, it'll be interesting to see who his options are. Rim and AB, pro representation, et cetera, of course. I am not so naive as to think big corporations and entertainment companies have certain representation unless they know that it makes good business sense. Like, I know that that's just the reality of how things go. But The Bachelor in particular seems to be perpetually like 5 or 10 years behind on this stuff.
Yeah.
We make a big deal out of this great Demi and Christian storyline, which is great, but it is light years behind a lot of other reality TV shows. Love Island had a bisexual contestant on this season who almost pursued another relationship with another bisexual contestant. It was not contrived. It was not orchestrated. It just was something that happened. And it was not like everybody pats themselves on the back for participating in it. It was just something on TV. It was just like anything else, entertainment.
I mean, let's just be honest though, Rim. There's lots of people who don't like LGBT and diversity. So it's risky for a channel to put, like, an overwhelming a network channel. It's risky, and it would take a lot of, it takes courage to break through those cycles. There's going to be, I mean, even when we've talked about stuff like that, we get messages from some people that are like, we don't want to see this or don't want to hear about this.
Sure.
You know? So it's, there's just so many people out there that aren't open-minded and don't want to see that on their TV or whatever. Do we have to watch this? You know? Stuff like that. So I see it. I see why they haven't. It doesn't give them a pass, but there's reasons why they haven't.
Yeah.
you know,
had a black guy as a lead.
Gone. Yeah, exactly. Had a black guy as a lead, and why it was such a big deal that they had Rachel. There's just reasons. It's
yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
So with that said, maybe, you know, credit where credit's due, they dip their toe in. I think they're going to keep. They're going to put their whole foot in eventually.
Yeah,
and this was probably a good entryway.
No, I mean, we've talked about it before. Tila Tequila had a bisexual dating show like 15 years ago.
15 years
on MTV. Like MTV. Say what you want about MTV, but they are not afraid to dip their to jump right in to
no
there and
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean.
Anyway, all right, this has lingered on too long. Hey, we have a new design in the Tee Public store, and we have more new designs coming to the Tee Public store. So that is linked in the bio. It is designed by Angie,
thank you,
a
Angie.
Loyal listener, so we appreciate that. We're also on social media. AB, little announcement here. We're on Instagram, blah, 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 Rosecast Podcast, okay?
Yeah.
On Twitter, blah, 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 Rosecast Podcast. Facebook, at Rosecast Podcast.
Okay.
TikTok.
Oh.
you wanna? Okay. Listen, all I'm doing is just posting the videos that we post on Instagram to TikTok. That's it. I'm not doing any.
That's what the kids
memes.
Are up to, though.
Oh my God.
The kids are going wild on TikTok.
The kids are going wild. Some of the stuff on TikTok is so clever and funny. The only reason we're doing it is because if it does pop and or if Instagram becomes irrelevant,
you gotta have a TikTok presence.
You just want to be there. Yeah. You just want to be in the spot. Presence. You know what I mean? We have we have literally zero followers. No one views the videos. I'm just posting the videos. It's nothing special.
Or that old guy with the skateboard.
Yeah.
How do you do, kids? Do you do, fellow kids, or whatever he says?
I'd say 90% of the videos I view on TikTok are high schoolers, and they're doing high school kid memes. Some of them are funny. Some of them are funny. It's an interesting app. But I mostly wanted to say that because it's a hilarious to say out loud that we're on TikTok. Anyway, we're also on podchaser.com/rosecast. I'll say it one last time. The Recoupling Podcast has the whole season, which you can binge out now if you search Recoupling, and we'll also link it on the show description. And anything else you want to say, AB? We went long. What do you want us to do?
Yeah, went long. Thank you for listening. That's all we can say, Rim.
Always.
Sorry.
Always.
Sorry about going long again.
Talk to you later.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.